Electronic Funds Transfer, or EFT, Authorization Agreement. What is an EFT Authorization Agreement? An EFT Authorization Agreement is a document that grants permission to Mass Cultural Council to perform electronic transfer of funds to a bank account. What if the DocuSign email is sent to a person who is not an authorized signatory? If the contact person for the grantee is not an authorized signatory, you have the option to assign the DocuSign envelope to someone else. When in the form, select Other Actions and then choose Assign to Someone Else and fill in the required information. Can I opt into receiving a check instead of a transfer to my bank account? Electronic Funds Transfer, EFT, is the expected form of issuing Commonwealth payments. The Commonwealth's policy is to pay its bills through electronic funds transfer. What happens if I close my bank account? If you close or change your bank account, it's crucial to notify Mass Cultural Council as soon as possible. You will be asked to complete a new EFT form with your updated banking information. Otherwise, we might attempt to make transfers to the closed account, which will lead to delays in your grant disbursement. Does my legal name have to be the same on the W-9 and EFT forms? Yes, your legal name should be on both the W-9 and EFT forms. What should be submitted with the EFT form for account confirmation? Submit one of the following: a direct deposit letter from the bank, a direct deposit form previously given to an employer, or a voided check. Ensure that it has the requisite information listed. What is required for the bank letter? A voided check or bank letter is needed for grant fund disbursement. Consider getting a non-federal direct deposit enrollment request form from your bank. Is there a fee associated with the EFT transfers? Typically, there is no fee for EFT transfers, but you should always check with your bank to ensure there are no hidden charges. How will I know when an EFT transfer has been made? You will receive an email from Mass Cultural Council. What if I notice an unauthorized transaction? Notify your bank or financial institution immediately. They typically have processes in place to investigate and rectify unauthorized transactions. Do I need to have a certain type of bank account for EFTs? Most standard savings and checking accounts support EFTs, but it's a good idea to check with your bank to be sure.